with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, we're going to talk about local productions in just a moment, but you had quite a trip out of town.
Well, quite a trip because I had to drive to the Berkshires. How do you get to the Berkshires? I went to the Williamstown Theater Festival, and I've done it twice because a few weeks ago I saw Renee Fleming in Living for Love,
right,
which was thrilling to see Miss Fleming in her debut in a play, best known for opera.
She is very, very active, and she's going to be the star at the Buffalo Philharmonic opening night gala.
Which she reminded me, so she knows she's coming.
We're on her calendar. That's a good thing.
We're on her calendar and on her consciousness, more importantly. But I went back because the Williamstown Theater Festival has a production of the final Candor and Ebb musical, an adaptation of Dürrenmatt's The Visit, starring Chita Rivera.
Now, Candor and Ebb, just to remind our listeners, we're talking Cabaret, Chicago, The Kiss of the Spider Woman, and
right,
that's probably just half.
Right, and The Rink, which is the other one they did with Chita. They've done two with Chita, and Chita's two Tony Awards are for their two shows, also with Terrence McNally, who wrote the script. And so they're collaborating again. They've been trying to get this show to New York for 13 years. Well, they have lavished every attention onto this production in Williamstown. New director, who is John Doyle. People may be aware that John Doyle is the director who did those productions of Company and of Sweeney Todd, which were pared down and in which the actors played the musical instruments. Now, that's not what he's done with this, but he has streamlined a two-act musical into a 95-minute musical, going right for the most direct trajectory of this story, which is kind of a terrifying story, the story of The Visit. The richest woman in the world returns to her hometown, which is now destitute. They hope that she is going to rescue them. And she says, oh, I will rescue you. I will give $10 billion to this town. But in exchange, I want the life of the man who jilted me when I was 17.
Wow.
Very dark, dark musical. But John Doyle has collaborated with the great choreographer Graziella Danielle. And it's haunting, very beautiful. But the set designer, it's the set designer from Book of Mormon. The costume designer, it's the costume designer from Beauty and the Beast. Even the wig designer is the great Paul Huntley. And, you know, check any Broadway program. This is a very high-profile summer production.
Now, this is a dark story, but you said there's a moment at which everyone in the audience is just so overcome with emotion that they're openly weeping.
Chita sings a brilliant ballad, Love and Love Alone. When you're young, feeling oh so strong, what can prove you wrong? Love and love alone. And then they've staged a ballet where Chita Rivera dances with her younger self. And people were openly weeping to watch this. Chita's 81 years old now, the great Broadway dancer of her generation, playing this character who walks with a cane, and suddenly Chita's dancing with her younger self, and people openly wept.
Now, Anthony, it's summer. When I was a boy in the 1950s, there was an expression, summer stock. I don't hear that expression anymore, but is this summer stock?
Well, this is kind of the grandchild of summer stock. The Williamstown Theater Festival has been going since the 1950s, but what used to be called summer stock, they would mount a show in a week, and the next week it would be another show. You didn't see a multi-million dollar musical headed for Broadway like this. It was a different kind of thing. Summer stock, as it once existed, doesn't exist anymore. Broadway keeps going year-round.
But if they want to try out a new play or a new musical these days, what do they do?
Well, sometimes they don't try them out at all. But another thing that they are doing, and they're talking about even with this one, they will take it to Germany. They'll take it to London. They'll take it to Toronto. And that used to be on the road coming in, where they try out in Philadelphia, Baltimore, New Haven. But now they're looking for more substantial sit-down runs as they refine these shows. There is much more money involved than there was in the 40s, 50s, even the 60s.
Well, I'll use that money as a segue to a play right here in Buffalo that is actually free, although they do pass the hat at intermission. And we're talking Shakespeare in Delaware Park, the comedy of errors. It runs through August 17th, Tuesday through Sunday nights at 7:30 on Shakespeare Hill, as they call it, on Delaware Park.
Before we go, Peter, I just want to say I'm delighted to be doing Theater Talk with you. This is the first time we've done it together, and I think we're going to have a great deal of fun. Welcome to Theater Talk, Peter Hall.
Well, thank you so much. I've been a listener and a fan for years and years.
Aren't you nice? Not that many years. Well, more than 20.
With Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.